Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here at South Harmon and of the America's Game podcast. You can follow us at the South Harmon Fantasy Football Podcast on any of your podcast formats and also right here on YouTube, our YouTube Redraft channel. We also have the YouTube Dynasty channel as well and the South Harmon Vibes channel as well. So make sure you guys check those out, like, subscribe, all that good stuff for us. That would really, really help us out and I would appreciate it. But today though, I want to go over the early pre-week one waiver wire pickups that you're going to need in redraft and dynasty football. And if you like this video or podcast, I'll be back every single week throughout the season giving you the pickups that you need every single time, every single week, especially for deeper dynasty leagues I like to do. You know, you'll see some of that in today's video, and then also redraft leagues as well. Obviously, I'm not going to go over too much of the obvious names in redraft, but you'll understand who I'm going to be picking up. But pre-week one waiver wire pickups for redraft league. So let's start with the quarterback position. So at quarterback, I really like Geno Smith. I think he's available in a lot of those leagues, and I've kind of talked about that on some of my podcasts this last couple weeks. We got Brock Bowers as the number one tight end in football for redraft, especially, and dynasty. You got Ashton Gentry's a top five running back in redraft and dynasty as well. We have Jacoby Myers. We're drafting him as a top 70 receiver. They just added Amari Cooper. We'll see what Amari Cooper has. He has Dante Thornton, who a lot of people like. Like, if Geno Smith... if all these guys are going to be good, Geno Smith's going to be good too. And I think Geno Smith is somebody that doesn't even get drafted. And I think he could be one of those quarterbacks that could sneak up on us this year and be really good. He's a former 4,000-yard passer, really good with the accuracy and all that. I think Geno Smith is somebody that's going to be out there on a lot of waiver wires that you can get as your backup quarterback right now. And maybe even your starter. Like, maybe you went in with Justin Fields as your starter. Well, Justin Fields isn't looking too great right now. I think Geno Smith could be somebody you could pick up right now and do really good for yourself. Michael Penix Jr., he's another one that I really like. I think he's going to be able to sit back there and fling it to Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson and all these guys. It's a very concentrated offense, but if you look at Penix, what he did last year, he was over 250-plus passing yards every single game that he started, I believe. So Michael Penix Jr. is somebody I definitely want to keep an eye on. He's talked up Kyle Pitts all offseason. Drake London's been a beast at camp. Bijan Robinson, we drafted him super high. We know he's going to be good. Ray McLeod had a good year. Darnell Mooney was hurt. Sounds like he's going to be ready for week one, ready to go. So this team is pretty much intact, minus the injury that they had at the tackle spot. But I think Michael Penix should be ready to go this year. So that's another guy I would love to have as my backup. And then the last guy is Bryce Young. So you look at Bryce Young, obviously they just traded Adam Thielen. That's a little bit of a blow, but he's got Tet McMillan. He's got Hunter Renfrow, who they just re-signed. Jalen Coker went on the IR for the first 4 weeks. I think when Coker comes back, he makes a splash. Xavier Leggett, we're hoping that he takes another step. Another guy that's going to be in this video later on, Jatavion Sanders has really taken a step too as a receiver. I like to see him. So I think Bryce Young has some good weapons around him and a good running game. We saw what Bryce Young did the last couple weeks of last year. He was, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. So Bryce Young, definitely somebody I want to go with. And then for dynasty quarterbacks, I want to give you my top 20 backup quarterback ranks for right now. So this is nobody that's starting right now, obviously. So some of these first couple names are probably pretty much owned everywhere in all of our leagues, but I'm still going to list them. So number one, Jackson Dart. Number two, Jalen Milroe. And number three, Anthony Richardson. So I think all three of those guys have rushing upside. They're young. You know, we took Jackson Dart high in our rookie drafts. We took Jalen Milroe fairly high in our rookie drafts. Both of those guys look great in preseason. Anthony Richardson, we don't know what's going to happen there with Daniel Jones. He still has a lot of talent. If something happens here, he's still going to be somebody that's valued very highly in Dynasty. So I still want him. Number four, Shedeur Sanders. I have him above Dylan Gabriel, even though Gabriel is the backup right now. I just think Shedeur Sanders is a better player. It might take a few for him, but I'm still going to rank him up here this high because there's a shot that Shedeur Sanders ends up going in there as a starter at some point this year, and he's going to have name value. People in your leagues are going to want him when he does start, and he's going to have trade value for you. So this is a lot to do with I do like the prospect, and I also like that my league mates like him and know his name, and people are going to trade for him. Kirk Cousins is my number five. Pretty obvious. One of the best, you know, quarterbacks in the league the last you know, 10 years or so, it seems like. But he's a backup right now. I'm going to rate him really high. Number six for my actual first backup is Tyson Bagenet. Just signed that new deal with the Chicago Bears. Was really, really damn good in the preseason again. I think Bagenet, if he ended up having to go in there for a Caleb Williams injury, I think the Chicago Bears could do pretty damn good. And I think Bagenet would be a top 20 starting quarterback for us weekly if he ended up going in there. Next up, Joe Milton for the Dallas Cowboys. Immense upside, huge arm, can run the ball. Obviously, for fantasy, we want that stuff. So Joe Milton, I'm going to throw him up there. Little inconsistent, but with that offense, throwing to CeeDee Lamb, throwing to George Pickens, Jake Ferguson, like Joe Milton would definitely be a top 15 starting quarterback for us weekly if he ever entered for Dak Prescott. Next, Malik Willis, kind of the same thing we've been talking about for a while with him too. Like, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. He's got the rushing upside. He played a couple times last year for Jordan Love and did pretty damn good. So I'm going to go with Malik Willis there. Number nine, Trey Lance. I may have Trey Lance a little too high, but I'm putting him up there for that rushing ability. Just like I have Willis and Milton and Richardson, Milroe, all these guys high. I'm going to put Trey Lance up here this high too. Now, I think he's a little still inconsistent, but he did show a little bit better in the preseason this year. So if something happens to Herbert, I think in that offense with Greg Roman and his success with rushing quarterbacks in his past, Jim Harbaugh too, I think Trey Lance could be really good. So I'm going to put him up at number nine. Number 10, I have Mac Jones going to San Francisco under Kyle Shanahan. I think if something were to happen to Brock Purdy, Mac Jones could come in and do 90% of what Brock Purdy does. This is the guy Shanahan wanted, supposedly, in the draft when they took Trey Lance. Let's see what he can do with him now. He's going to be his signal caller, the backup. Let's go with it. Number 11, Jake Browning. So Jake Browning, man, he was really good 2 years ago when Joe Burrow went out. And if Jake Browning has to start for Joe Burrow, you got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, two of the best receivers in the league. You got a couple of those tight ends. You got Chase Brown in the backfield. I think Jake Browning has proven to everybody that, hey, if he is called upon, he can be a top fantasy quarterback for us as well. Next up, I have Gardner Minshew. With the Chiefs, kind of the same thing as Jake Browning, man. You got all those weapons on the Chiefs. Minshew has done pretty good in his past. You know, he's had some rough spots, had some good spots too. Can run the ball a little bit. If he had to start for Patrick Mahomes in this offense, probably one of the better offensive lines he's ever played with, I think Minshew could do pretty good and be a capable fantasy starter for us. So I'm going to go Gardner Minshew at 12. Number 13, I'm going to go Kenny Pickett for the Raiders. He still has some upside to him. Didn't make it there with the Browns, but he does have some rushing upside, which I like. And I think in this type of offense with Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, with those weapons, Brock Bowers and Jeanty, Jacoby Myers, I think Kenny Pickett could do pretty well if something were to happen to Geno Smith. Next guy up I have is Josh Dobbs. I really like Josh Dobbs too, with the New England Patriots. I think he is somebody that can come in there and be, you know, half of what these guys have shown us to be. Like, they are really good, man. I think, with Josh Dobbs, like, he's got that rushing upside. We saw him with Minnesota. We saw him with Arizona. He came in and played pretty damn well, for what he was asked to do. So I think Josh Dobbs is somebody that I'm still going to value pretty highly. My next guy up here after Josh Dobbs at 15 is Marcus Mariota. If Jaden Daniels were to go down, Mariota proved last year in that start. Mariota could do pretty good too in this offense. I think he's got some rushing upside too. He's got some good passing upside here with Terry McLaurin and Debo and those guys. I think Marcus Mariota is one of the better backups in the league that we can count on. At number 16, I'm going to go with Mason Rudolph. He's proven the last couple years when he's played with the Titans and the Steelers, like, hey, Mason Rudolph can play some ball. So I like Mason Rudolph here. He's earned my respect over the last couple years. I'm going to throw him in here as my number 16 quarterback. 17, Tyrod Taylor. So with Tyrod, kind of the same thing as the other guys, rushing ability. I think he can do that for us if Justin Fields has an injury or whatnot. Tyrod's always been a guy that he doesn't throw for a ton of yards, but he's not going to throw you interceptions and get you in trouble and all that stuff. He's a very solid, capable backup in this league. So I'm going to go with Tyrod Taylor at 17. 18, Tyler Shuck from the Saints. Just haven't seen it yet. Like, sure, he should be up here with Shedeur Sanders. Like, I talked about Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, I haven't, you know, seen too much yet, but from what we've seen from Tyler Shuck, though, hasn't been very good either. In dynasty ranks, he's probably a lot higher, but as of right now, he's a backup quarterback. So I'm going to throw Tyler Shuck here at 18. Number 19, Tanner McKee of the Eagles. Man, he had a hell of a preseason. I think he's above Sam Howell, too, with the Eagles. Yeah, so if something were to happen to Jalen Hurts week one, Tanner McKee is going to come in and be the guy. So Tanner McKee, somebody I definitely want as a backup quarterback. And then number 20, Andy Dalton, old reliable, the Red Rifle. I'm going to go with him. He's been solid when he's had to come in there for Bryce Young and been a fantasy starter for us. So I'm going to still hold on to Andy Dalton. So that's my top 20 backup quarterbacks right now, especially for Dynasty. If you haven't any of these guys on your waiver wire, I think they're worth picking up and holding on your roster right now. Let's go into the redraft running back. So I have a couple here for you, kind of the same team here with the Texans, Nick Chubb and Damian Pierce. So I would say if you've drafted recently, Nick Chubb's probably taken, but I think Damian Pierce is out there in a lot of leagues. And if Chubb is as cooked as people think he is, and he's not as good, like, and Damian Pierce, there's some hype for him. Like, hey, this is a newer offense. This is an offense that he fits into better. Like, I think Damian Pierce can come in here and take this job from Nick Chubb to at least start the year until Joe Mixon's healthy, if he's ever healthy, to be honest with you. So Damian Pierce, somebody I definitely want to stash in my redraft leagues right now. Kyle Monongani, the running back for the Chicago Bears. Sounds like he may be over Roschon Johnson. They talked up Kyle a lot this offseason, and especially in training camp and stuff. Roschon, there's really not anything out there too much about Roschon. So I think Kyle might be the backup quarterback here to own for the Bears, and we've seen what backup running backs have done in this system under Ben Johnson. Like, you look at Jamal Williams, he set the touchdown you know, was a leader in touchdowns for 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was, before David Montgomery showed up. So that's another guy I'm going to be interested in. Chris Rodriguez Jr. from Washington. Hey, we don't know who the starter is even going to be for Washington. Is it Bill Kroski Merritt? Is it Austin Eckler? Or is it going to be C-Rod? Like, I think there's a non-zero chance that it's C-Rod week one taking the first steps, snaps for them. We'll see what happens there. I think it's worth a speculative ad on Chris Rodriguez and just kind of see what happens. Will Shipley is my next guy for the Eagles. And if something happens to Barkley, I think Shipley is the guy that they could just put in there, and he can do, you know, 80% of what Saquon Barkley does, 70%. I think Shipley is a guy that if he's out there on your waiver wires, especially if you, if you own Saquon Barkley, I'm going to go Will Shipley there. So that's another guy. And then my last one is Emmanuel Wilson, the running back for Green Bay right now. So he is the backup to Josh Jacobs. He started off the year as Jacobs' backup and played really well. He did get hurt like middle of the season. So like Chris Brooks penciled in there a little bit. And then you had Marshawn Lloyd, who was battling like 10 different injuries, it seemed like, last year. He was in and out. But when Wilson was in there, man, I thought he was really good, and he's back in there again. He's out there and available in a lot of leagues. That is somebody I would definitely pick up in case, you know, of a Jacobs injury. I think Emmanuel Wilson could come in and do pretty good. Dynasty running back. So here's some deeper guys that you could look at. My first one is George Helani, the third running back now for the Seattle Seahawks. They kept him. They released Damian Martinez, who they drafted in the sixth or seventh round, whichever it was, and also Jarcadia Wright, who also was fantastic in the preseason. But you know who was even better? George Helani. Every time I watched Seahawks preseason football, it was George Helani going for a big play. So this is a guy I am super interested in right now in my dynasty leagues. I am picking him up. We've seen Ken Walker get hurt plenty of times during the season. If Helani is the backup here, I think he can come in and spell Zach Charbonnet here a little bit and do pretty good. So I'm going to go with him. Next guy up that's real deep, Nathan Carter. He is the third running back on Atlanta who they kept. They ended up cutting a bunch of running backs, even Carlos Washington Jr., who's been there for like 5 years, it seems like. They put him on the practice squad and kept Nathan Carter, this undrafted free agent. So is he going to get a lot of run week one, week two? Probably not. But, you know, if there's ever an injury here, Algier goes down, I think Nathan Carter is a guy that I'm interested in. And at least, you know, kind of like Scott Connor talks about, any RB on a 53, that's somebody I want. Next up is the Titans duo of Julius Chestnut, Khalil Mullings. I don't know who the RB2 is going to be early on behind Tony Pollard, but they're going to probably be a little bit reliable here. Either one of those guys, I'm going to pick up both of them and see what happens. I don't know who the RB2 is right at this moment. I would lean Khalil Mullings because of the draft capital, but Chestnut's played pretty damn good too. So I want shots at both of those guys. And then the last one, Minnesota, Xavier Scott. So they ended up keeping four running backs, including Ty Chandler and Xavier Scott. And it sounds like Xavier Scott might be above Ty Chandler. So Xavier Scott, undrafted free agent 2 years ago. I want to pick him up too and see what he can do in this offense. We've seen Aaron Jones get hurt quite a bit in his past. Jordan Mason was banged up last year too. Xavier Scott, somebody I want to add to my deep rosters. All right, redraft wide receivers. So these ones are guys that probably went at the end of your drafts, you know, in some of your leagues, guys that I definitely want to be picking up here late right now. And that is Alec Amanor, the wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, look, it's Calvin Ridley and Van Jefferson, and after that, I don't know what's going on there. Amanor showed a lot in preseason, even with Cam Ward. Like, he could make some plays. So I like Amanor here as the guy that I want to stash here on the Titans roster, because I think Cam Ward's a really good player. So I want Amanor to do pretty well there too. Troy Franklin, it sounds like he might be the starter here after the Devon Vele trade. So obviously they have Marvin Mims, they have Cortland Sutton, and I think Troy Franklin is the locked-in third wide receiver right now. Everything from camp sounds like he had a tremendous camp and got a lot better. He has that chemistry already with Bo Nix from college. Yeah, sign me up for some Troy Franklin late in my drafts. Or if he's on the waiver wire, I'm picking him up right now. Torrey Horton from the Seahawks, he won the third wide receiver job. They cut Marquez Valdez-Scantling to basically give Torrey Horton the job here. So Torrey Horton, somebody I definitely want to be picking up right now if I can. It's probably going to be a lower volume passing offense, so you might not have a ton of good weeks, but I think the talent is there. If Cooper Kupp's completely cooked, like a lot of people think, like Horton steps in as the wide receiver too here. A.D. Mitchell. So right now he's probably the fourth receiver, but I think he had one of the best camps out of all the Colts wide receivers. Josh Downs was hurt. Michael Pittman's coming off a back injury. We'll have to see how he responds. Alec Pierce is just a guy. I want to see what A.D. Mitchell can do. Like A.D. Mitchell, by all reports, had his best camp. He was phenomenal there. That's somebody I definitely want to stash too. And then Isaac Tesla, the wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. They traded Tim Patrick to make Tesla the starter in three wide receiver sets. And we saw what Tim Patrick did with this team last year. It was pretty decent. Like, they used that third wide receiver quite a bit. And I think Tesla isn't going to be the guy who's going to get a lot of that work now. And I think that's a guy that I want to be picking up right now just to see what happens here. Dynasty wide receivers. So dynasty wide receivers here, especially like best ball and lineup leagues, these are kind of the guys that are just going to be out there that probably nobody has, but they're going to have a role week one. So first guy I want to bring up, Sterling Shepard. Look, Chris Godwin's out. Jalen McMillan's out. Who's going to be the third receiver there? It's probably Sterling Shepard stepping in as a veteran presence who did really good last year for the Bucs. I think he's going to be the starter with Mike Evans and Emeka Ebuka. And Shepard might even be out there in two receiver sets over Ebuka just because he knows the system and all that. So Sterling Shepard, somebody I will pick up. Russell Gage for the 49ers. The 49ers wide receiver core is in shambles right now. We have Ricky Pearsall. We know he's locked in. Juwan Jennings, do we know he's even playing week one? If he doesn't play, oh boy, definitely Russell Gage then. But even with if Jennings played out there, Russell Gage is going to be the third. DeMarcus Robinson is suspended. Brandon Ayuk's going to be missing the first 4 weeks at least. Jordan Watkins, their fifth-round rookie, is already hurt. And it's a bunch of guys that they just brought in too. Valdez-Scantling and Robbie Chosen and all those guys. Like Russell Gage, they kept. They have him on the roster right now. I'm going to pick him up. And, you know, we might get a couple games out of him, you know, while DeMarcus Robinson is gone. Next guys up, Kevontae Turpin and Jalen Tolbert for the Dallas Cowboys. You just look at this depth chart, guys. It's basically Tolbert and Turpin. There ain't anybody else. They have a bunch of guys on their practice squad. But, you know, this team is going to have to throw quite a bit after trading Michael Parsons, even more and so now. I think they're going to have to throw a lot. I think Tolbert and Turpin are both guys that have some sneaky value in leagues right now. So both of those guys I want to pick up. And then the last one is Jamari Thrash from the Cleveland Browns. David Bell is hurt. They cut Deontay Johnson. Right now, Thrash is listed as the starting third wide receiver here for the Browns. Like, I think DeAndre Carter might get in there a little bit too, since he's a veteran. But I think Thrash, if he can show off a little bit, they drafted him in the fifth round last year. He's got Joe Flacco throwing him the ball, and it's a Bengals. Like, there's a lot of things to like there. Like, Thrash could maybe sneak into your lineup week one. So that's a deeper guy that I would prioritize. Lastly here, redraft tight end. So Jatavion Sanders, who I mentioned earlier, like, he should be the guy here for the Panthers. Like, we just traded Thielen. Legette hasn't been, like, super great. Renfro's new. Like, I think Jatavion Sanders is a guy here that could have a big first week or two and, you know, have a coming out party. He's a really good receiver. So I'm going to go with him. He had a really good camp too. Next up, Juwan Johnson of the Saints. I think he's super underrated. If you look at their tight end depth chart, it's him and Maliki Matavo, the UCLA tight end they drafted in the seventh round, and that is it. Juwan Johnson should be out there for 80 to 90% of the snaps week one, and he's probably going to get targeted a lot by Spencer Rattler. So Juwan Johnson is definitely somebody I want to pick up. Harold Fannin Jr., the rookie for the Cleveland Browns. Now, he might be the guy that, you know, takes over for Jamari Thrash and plays the slot receiver role, or him and Njoku, you know, switch on and off about it. Who knows? But Fannin is somebody I definitely want to peek at early on. If I can get him early and stash him before he does have a big game, I'll take him. Next up, Theo Johnson for the New York Giants. You know, he left last year at the end with an injury, came back. Haven't heard, like, too much about him, but he was playing 80 to 90% of the snaps last year for the Giants. And I think Russell Wilson is somebody that could connect with him pretty good. I'll take a shot at Theo Johnson early on too. And last is AJ Barner for the Seahawks. Sounds like Barner is probably going to be out there 80 to 90% of the snaps too as the main blocker. We have Elijah Arroyo, but he's kind of been struggling a little bit, and he's going to be probably just a receiver only. He's not a very good blocker. So that means Barner's going to be out there quite a bit. That's somebody I'll at least peek at early on if I need a tight end. And then last but not least, our dynasty tight end stashes. So first ones up are the Tampa Bay guys, Payne Durham and Devin Culp. So with Cade Otton maybe missing the first week or two, we don't know. I think Payne Durham is a guy who came in last year for Otten and played pretty well. And Devin Culp is more of the field stretcher, bigger body type, you know, better receiver. I think both of those guys are somebody I want to be picking up, especially in my deeper best ball leagues. If I'm stuck at tight end, I think those guys can come in and do really good for us. Cade Stover for the Texans. He's won the second tight end job there. They brought in Harrison Bryant. I think Harrison Bryant will sneak in there a little bit too. But Cade Stover, I want to see him play a little bit more if Dalton Schultz continues, you know, to decline a little bit. I think Schultz is definitely the starter, but they were starting to play Stover more towards the end of the year. So I want to see that split. Luke Schoonmaker for the Cowboys. Like, he was playing quite a bit last year. They just signed Ferguson. So maybe the Schoonmaker to the moon stuff from earlier this offseason is outdated now, but I think Schoonmaker is somebody that could still play and is pretty good. And then last, Austin Hooper. If he ended up getting dropped in your leagues, like, man, he was a big part of this offense last year, and I think they don't have enough receiving talent still to where they're going to be playing Henry and Hooper and playing this 22 personnel quite a bit. So Austin Hooper is somebody, and especially in my best ball leagues, like, I'll pick him up if I need some tight ends, and hopefully he gives me some good stats for week one. But appreciate all you guys for tapping into this. Hopefully you liked it. I'll be back every single week with stuff like this for the waiver wire on YouTube here and on the podcast feed on South Harmon. Please check us out there and like, subscribe, all that good stuff. We would really appreciate it. But until next week, we'll see you guys. Have a great week one. Hopefully you guys win your games. Check us out also on the YouTube on Sunday. I'm going to do our start sit show. We'll be answering all your questions from noon up until about 12:50. We'll give you who's in, who's out, and who are the guys that you need to be starting. So make sure you guys check out our Start Sit Show live on YouTube as well. So at Eric Vanek NFL, you can follow me there for any of our info, and we'll see you guys next week.